With your news, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
Unless you know what's down there, you can't effectively protect it. So this is making a real difference for Cayman.
Her Excellency the Governor, Ms. Jane Owen, there aboard the RS James Cook, as a multi-week ocean conservation exhibition wrapped up its trip right here in Grand Cayman on Wednesday. Environment Minister, the Honorable Catherine Ebanks-Wilkes.
We're actually able to see what are in our waters at depths that we wouldn't have had the capability to study. And just knowing, you know, to be able to study a bit more about our biodiversity and just build on what we are now learning about here in Cayman, I think is so beneficial for us as we continue to conserve and protect, you know, what we have here on our island.
Audio courtesy of CIGTV. 8 Department of Environment researchers participated in data collection as the UK's Blue Belt led program toured the waters around the Cayman Islands, mapping the seafloor, studying fish populations, testing water quality, and tracking seabirds. The team will spend the next several months combing through the data. In other news, with the printing of its 100th My EID card, the Department of E-Government is calling on all Caymanians to apply.
My EID is more than a physical card. It enables verified identity, secure authentication, and legally recognized digital signatures.
Director of e-government Ian Tibbetts tells Radio Cayman the Cayman Islands Identification Card serves as official proof of identity and Cayman immigration status. Cardholders can also access digital features, including secure sign-in to government services using e-services sign-in and a qualified digital signature to PDF documents. Caymanians are now eligible to apply under the current issuance phase at myegov.ky. Finally, Cayman Agriculture is wrapping up its livestock highlights after the 57th Annual Agricultural Show on Ash Wednesday, announcing the winners of this year's Rabbits and Poultry Competition. For poultry, first place ribbons went to Andy Lewis Gonzalez Rivers, and for the bunnies, Harmony Ebanks and George Ebanks both snagged first place ribbons. Cayman Agriculture says livestock competitions are about more than ribbons. They promote strong animal husbandry, responsible breeding, and continued growth in Cayman's agricultural community. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe, which will take us out of our newscast.
BBC News with Linda Hardy. The US Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has said the US is carrying out a devastating mission in Iran aimed at destroying its missiles, navy, and nuclear ambitions. Speaking at the Pentagon, Mr. Hegseth said the military operation would not lead to an endless war, but refused to give a time frame. President Trump is to speak shortly. Meanwhile, the US and Israel are continuing to hit Iran for a third day. Loud explosions have been heard in the central city of Isfahan, where there is a nuclear facility and an airbase. There have also been explosions in the capital, Tehran. In response, Iranian drones and missiles are continuing to strike America's regional allies. Several Gulf nations have strongly criticized the targeting of non-combatant nations. Global oil and gas prices have risen sharply in response to the conflict, with producers, insurers and shipping firms affected by the closure of the Strait of Hormuz. The cost of European gas has soared over 50%. In other news, France and Germany say they're stepping up cooperation on nuclear deterrence. President Emmanuel Macron and Chancellor Friedrich Merz said they'll set up a steering group to coordinate strategic doctrine and exercises. Officials in the Democratic Republic of Congo say the army has recaptured more territory in South Kivu province after days of fighting with the M23 armed group. A military spokesperson said government forces retook positions in Fizi territory and seized weapons. The US First Lady Melania Trump will make history later when she chairs a UN Security Council meeting, the first time a presidential spouse has done so. Mrs. Trump will use the occasion to emphasize the role of education in advancing tolerance and world peace. The United States currently holds the monthly rotating presidency of the Security Council. That's the latest BBC News.